We
are.
We
are.
We are Cultivate.
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 We are Cultivate.
You are now listening to the Shots and Thoughts Podcast, hosted by Chris, Ryan, and Sean.
Welcome, Shotties, to another episode of the internet's only educational improv comedy game show involving shots of liquor and D20s, except it's after hours and we're not doing any of that.
Wrong.
Yeah, it's your boy Sean.
It's the me poppy.
Mommy, <puppy.
laughs> Oh, and it's the kid.
Chris, I was so tripped.
Holy shit. Zoned out completely.
I was like, man, when did he stop? That was really funny.
But if this is your first ever episode of After Hours, what we do here, as opposed to our normal, as opposed to the week before, is we record this immediately after last week's episode, meaning we're taking this immediately after taking multiple shots of liquor.
Nice.
So we're a little bit loosened up, and we kind of just use this time to...
I'll take another one, Chris.
Okay.
Wow. To kind of just catch up on each other's lives, maybe play a game, maybe give a recommendation at the end. And I'm not going to let Ryan drink by himself, so... Thank you, Chris. I appreciate you.
Uh-huh. There's a full canister in there.
Wow. Now we know Chris bitch.
I know, right?
Yeah, for real.
Cheers.
So right off the bat, before we talk about what we want to get into, I do want to get into learning how to make mocktails. I feel
how
like
to make them?
Yeah, just like a different mocktail recipe.
You said that's the wave now, right?
It's going to be the wave. There's going to be a lot of mocktail bars opening up in your area if you live in America. I feel like
why has this trended?
This is trending. So, you know, in relation to Bill Gates doing predictions for the year, Pinterest also has like a yearly prediction.
Okay.
As to what they believe will be the trend.
All right.
And one of their trends this year, which I've already seen kind of like just sprinkling from last year, is mocktails becoming bigger and bigger just because the generation is trying to be healthier, not drink as much alcohol, or they want to have the pleasures of social drinking, but not the downsides of alcohol or, you know, things like that. Like,
interesting.
My brother-in-law, he's stopping drinking. It's such a social thing. It's kind of like hard, but say if we're at the house, like if we were doing like this at a house, just like chopping it up, having a drink,
yeah,
he probably won't participate. And for sure, like going out is not his ideal thing.
Okay.
Just because, like, you know, compared to other, I guess, you know, other substances, because he says, I do view drinking as a drug, you know,
it's okay.
Yeah.
The effects of alcohol, like he doesn't like feeling in control versus, you know, someone who might have taken an edible or have smoked or something like that. It's still in control, you know, but just like depending on like, if you're used to being in that state of mind or stuff like
gotcha.
That.
Yeah.
And like, it's such a, like, I think about this also, it's such a commitment, like socially drinking, going out. Like, I think it's stupid that I say this right now, but like not Mac Miller, Macklemore.
A name we haven't heard in years.
No, Macklemore. But I used to like Macklemore before he got into like
the thrift shop. Actually,
yeah,
more.
Thrift shop. He used to be like Blue Scholars, if you know about them.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's been a minute. Like very like like hip hoppy, like
really
make you
underground
think
underground early 2000s hip hop.
And he would always say like, you know, I gave up today to last night or some shit like that.
Oh, that's a cool line.
Yeah, that's facts.
Yeah,
I like that line actually.
Yeah, and like I think about that whenever I gave up my day to last night, and it happens like 4 out of 5 times.
Yeah, the older you get, the more of a sacrifice it becomes when you go ham drinking.
Yeah.
And
the recovery time is not as amazing.
No, it's been stroke. It's been hard for like me and Nikki. Like, you know, it's fun at night, but then like the next day it's like it's already like 4 o'clock and we're like, we gotta do something.
Let's start the day.
Yeah. And I was just like, and then Sunday scaries like kick in at by like 6.
Sunday scaries are legit.
And I was like,
fuck those.
I'm like, man, fuck going
it
out.
Work.
So mocktails are the way.
Yeah, mocktails are going to be the way.
Okay.
So, like, I wanted.
Are we going to start doing mocktails on Shots and Thoughts?
I would be down to have like just a dry month.
Okay.
I didn't even know January was a fucking dry month.
Yeah, everybody was fucking doing dry January. And I was like, oh, man, I wish we really fucking prepared for the mocktails.
Yeah.
But maybe it's too late for February, I guess. But maybe March will be our.
Yeah.
We'll plan for March to be our dry month, guys. And No. Certainly not. Chris is getting married. Yeah. We're going to get fucking.
Yeah.
Hasty.
April, bro. My birthday.
That could work.
May?
Yeah, that could work.
Maybe we'll have a, you know, like.
We'll do dry week.
You know, 1% better a day.
Well,
you know?
We'll do from Chris's wedding to starting the month after that.
Okay.
Because it's pretty early March.
Right. Yeah, it is early March.
We'll do like March 7th to April 7th. We'll try dry.
Yeah. There you go.
And then we'll make mocktails for our regular episodes.
I love a good tasty drink.
I'm excited. I see some recipes on TikTok. And then I also see that like places that specialize in mocktails are opening up. Like,
wow.
That's their vibe.
I've really, like, this has not come up on my radar at all.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah, so this is really interesting to hear.
Yeah. In addition to that, mushrooms are going to be in. Mushroom-shaped things.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was last year. Maybe it's going to carry on into this year.
That's what I thought too.
Psychedelics.
Ethereal.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Psychedelics. Ethereal clothing, I think, is going to be a thing.
Can you explain that?
Ethereal? I don't know what that is.
I know there's a brand called Ethereal. They also do like anime.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. We should do a whole episode on the Pinterest predictions for this year. That'd
be fun. Yeah, let's save it. Yeah.
Oh, we'll save it.
Should we do it today?
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, no.
We have enough time on the camera, right?
That's a regular episode. It's after hours. So what the fuck have you guys been up to?
What the fuck, though?
I feel like I don't have a lot this episode, but next episode, it'll be post-Valentine's Day. It'll be, well, I mean, technically, when you're listening to this, it's post-Valentine's Day.
Right.
But at the time of recording, you know, Valentine's Day hasn't happened yet. Chris's bachelor party hasn't happened yet.
Nope.
So I'm excited to talk about those things. But as far as like these past 2 weeks.
Oh, shit.
I don't know if I've done anything like super noteworthy. I'm trying to think.
You guys went to a wedding, right?
Oh, yeah. But I mean.
Nothing.
No, that
notable wedding
was super fun. Shout out Sonic.
It was fun.
Oft mentioned specifically in season 1 and maybe 2.
Yeah.
We used to mention him all the time.
Potential guest.
Potential guest, maybe.
How come we've never.
Truly wild. It's like the Tim situation. How did we not get Tim until like 4 weeks ago?
Wait, that would be a good guest for a mocktail.
That would be a great guest for a mocktail.
Yeah,
man.
But we had his wedding.
Nice.
Super fun. Funny story about that wedding is, you know, Sonic doesn't drink, so he didn't have like an open bar type of deal.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you know, it was with his family, and his family doesn't really drink.
Yeah.
So he was like, if you guys want to drink, the bar is there, or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, and we took the whatever quite seriously, as in bring your own bottles.
Oh, okay.
But again, we were supposed to drink at the bar downstairs if we wanted alcohol.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So in order to drink, we had to be sneaky because we're not technically supposed to bring our own bottles.
Yep.
Oh, I see.
And I feel like for a good 90% of this wedding, we were not sneaky at all. Not at all.
Were there even like people watching?
There were people walking around.
We were in our area.
But towards the end, our area, we had probably like 3 or 4 tables that were like billing people. And it, like, shout out Josh Cruz, famous dancer.
Nice.
Famous, watches wrestling with us.
Yeah,
Josh Cruz. But he, you know, he doesn't drink. And he came into our area and he was like, holy moly, it smells like tequila. It just reeks of tequila.
Damn, that is
funny.
And
I was like, really?
Really?
Because we're supposed to not.
In a way.
It was so funny because...
we had it in all sorts of hiding spots.
Yeah, we had it. We had,
even though we weren't sneaky, I was taking it out of the hiding spot openly.
It became like, you know, in like in Wakanda where they had that force field.
Okay.
And then they said, open the force field. And that's what we did. We just let down our guard. Bottles.
Dude, bottles were out. I was trying my best the first two hours of trying to be sneaky.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, they're walking up, picking our plates and stuff.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I'd, like, sneak it. I'd bring, like, the cup down under the table and pour it. But then after a while, I was like, they don't give a fuck. So I'm taking the bottle out.
Go,
I'm pouring it in cups.
Splashing and sloshing shit. Yeah,
And then at one point, I get up to get to the coffee bar. They had a little coffee bar.
Right on.
And I was getting a coffee, you know, trying to, you know, wake up before the end of this thing. And I hear all the workers talking, and they're like, oh, I think it's coming from that table. And they're pointing in our general area. And I'm like, oh, shit. I immediately go back to my thing and, like, hide my bottle. And then, like, I tell, like, I don't know if I told you or somebody that was at your table. I was like, hey, they're coming. And then I think somebody told me that, like, you had already thrown it away.
Yeah.
Yeah. He had already thrown his bottle away because I guess your table already anticipated the heat coming.
I got the bottle. I put it underneath the table.
Mm-hmm.
And then everyone partaked. Mm-hmm. I came back. And I had 3 flasks for me. I poured my share, and then whoever got the whatever out the rest of the bottle, it was done.
Right.
And then I remembered, like, man, I should probably go throw it away. So I threw it away in the trash can where the coffee, where Sean was.
Okay.
And as I was doing that, I took out my flask and I just put it out in the open. I've holding it.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't really look like one. It kind of could almost look like a lotion bottle, but there were 3 in my hand.
Okay.
It was the ones I got you off.
Yes.
There.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And I saw them lifting up the tablecloth, looking underneath.
No shit.
Yeah.
Looking for bottles.
Oh,
looking for
bottles.
That was like, I think like almost immediately after I like ran back.
Yeah,
dude, they like, sucked though, because it took them like, what, 4? It's already 4 hours into the wedding.
Yeah, like the last 30 minutes. Last 30 minutes of the wedding. They're like, wait a second.
Wow. Yeah, and they didn't find anything because I threw it out.
Nice.
But they came up to me and they said, are those flasks? And I blatantly lied.
Yeah, he had the flask in his hand.
And I said, no. And she was like, okay, good.
Nice. All right.
And then I had Nancy's purse. I was clutching it. Like, I'm like Bobby from King of the Hill.
Yeah. It's my purse.
But yeah.
But that was a fun
time.
That's
fucking awesome.
But yeah, besides the debauchery of the drinking, great wedding. Super fun.
Beautiful.
A lot of dancing. Sadek was doing the traditional Bollywood.
Oh, nice.
The light bulb move
that he
does.
That was
sick. It was part of his wedding thing.
Entrance.
The wedding entrance. He like propped up Estefania, his wife's leg, and then they did this thing together. And it was
nice.
It's like in Grove Street.
Yeah.
Oh, sick.
It was sick.
Whole lot of money. Nice.
A lot of dancing. I will say, I don't know if it's just because I'm morbidly obese, but I could not last more than a song, maybe 2 songs on that dance floor. I was sweating up a storm. I was getting nasty. Yeah, I gotta get out of here.
It was hot in there because, you know, it's like, it's psychological. The dance floor, when everyone is on there, you see this huge open space, right?
Yeah.
But everybody wants to be on the dance floor, even though you can, like, be off the dance floor and still be part of it.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So it was like,
everyone's on everyone.
Damn.
It was like a club, even though, like, 1 foot away from the fucking dance club is like a ton of space.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
So it was nice. Fun. It was
it
a
was,
good
It was
good
a stuff. Great wedding.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Man, that was good. That was a good topic.
Anything new from you guys? What have y'all been up to?
Go for it, Chris.
Went to go watch the Rumble while y'all were at that wedding.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Who was it?
Cody Rhodes.
No, the crazy move by the...
Oh, Logan Paul and Ricochet.
Oh, that was fun. Yeah.
Live. How
yeah,
crazy
that
was that?
Yeah, that was insane because we were like, you know, Logan Paul's and he was doing like, okay. I mean, like there's so many people in the ring, like who cared? And then that spot happened. They're like, okay, that was cool.
So shotties that don't know, you know, a wrestling ring, you can imagine that, a big old square.
Squared circle.
Yeah, it's, I don't know how big that is.
Yeah, I really don't
but
know.
One man, Ricochet, was standing on one side of the ring,
yep,
outside of the ropes,
yep,
and then Logan Paul was standing on the other side.
Yep.
They jumped on the top rope. And then jumped towards each other.
Yep,
and hit each other.
Clashed midair, right in the middle of the ring. It was sick. I haven't seen that.
It was
before.
Wild. I've never seen that spot.
So
everybody at the wedding was like, "Oh, all the people that care about that kind of stuff was like, holy shit! Oh my god,
that was that was a badass."
Ricky Ocampo was there. He was walking.
Dude,
on his
phone. Nice.
The length of that jump was
for real
ridiculous.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Wow, you have to be athletic to like come even close.
Ricochet is one of the most athletic. He's crazy.
Yeah,
and then
he's
Logan Paul, that's like his fifth match ever.
Yeah.
He's just dumb athletic.
Yeah.
As shitty as a person.
How did they start again? The Paul brothers.
It's just Logan. Well, I think the
how
other one.
How did they start? They were just YouTubers.
Yeah, YouTubers, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I
want to say one of them was on a Disney show, though.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
But was that before or after their YouTube?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know. I never watched their YouTube. I only knew Logan Paul's the guy who did like splits in the middle of like intersections.
Oh,
that was him.
Yeah.
But then he like started getting big and like going into Japanese suicide forces and
yeah, and then
yeah, that I remember that's themselves. The only that's great. These like epitome of what I know of about
yeah,
him.
Yeah.
Same.
That and they box.
True.
But I do not like the guy, but you cannot lie. He is.
He looks good in the ring.
He's talented.
But I don't know if I could ever really
root for him
or consider him to be a wrestler. He didn't put in like, you know, of course he probably trained, but I mean like the professional wrestlers in WWE have gone through just so much more training and like learning the whole business and everything. And, you know, so I think if Logan Paul just keeps it as like, you know, his cash cow, like celebrity shot kind of thing. Like, okay, but, you know, I just think he has a lot more to go if he ever wants to be considered a wrestler.
Yeah.
But that's just my two cents. But, yeah, the Rumble was tight. The Women's Rumble, I think, was, like, way more just overall entertaining. Let's see.
Wait, it's both Rumbles in one night?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they have the men's and women's.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Then
they had there's been like a huge WWE storyline with the top guy, Roman Reigns, for like the last 9 months.
He's been it. He's been
he's
like
been
it,
that dude.
Yeah.
I think he's been champion for like 400 days or some shit like
that. Wow. You think he's like Rock potential?
Well, he is like, because you know, it's like every generation has like their it guy.
Yeah.
So it was like Rock and Stone Cold for a while. Mm-hmm. And then it was just The Rock for a little bit. And then it was John Cena.
Mm-hmm.
And post John Cena, it's this guy.
It's the contemporary
Roman Reigns.
Roman Reigns.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But they've been pushing Roman Reigns for a long time. Nobody really cared, but then he got like a new. He's like a mafia boss type character now.
Yeah,
and everybody's in on it.
He plays a role really well. He does. I don't think he has the same like charisma as The Rock. You know, I don't think he's like as entertaining on the mic as The Rock is.
Mm. Yeah.
But you know. As far as like him in the ring, it's very enjoyable because he's just, you know, very hyper solid wrestler.
He has a presence for sure.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah.
Like he walks down the ring, he feels like a final boss.
Yeah.
I don't really watch WWE anymore, but like I've seen the things and he has like the real, like I watched, fucking nerd Eli Drake guy. yeah, I watched Japanese wrestling and like their big guy Kazuchika Okada. He has like he has the it.
Yeah.
Like you watch that guy walk to the ring and you're like, oh shit.
Yep. I agree with that.
So, and Roman has the same it.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is he like a big guy?
Also? Roman, he's pretty big.
Yeah, he's jacked.
I see his image in my head.
He looks like Jason Momoa, but
yes.
I don't know what.
But more like a pretty boy Jason Momoa, not as rugged.
Okay. Yeah.
But yeah.
So that was cool. And then actually we got, I don't know how detailed into this I can get, but we got a friend of ours to actually like, you know, meet and, you know, see the wrestlers just kind of hang out. Because we found out what hotel that all the wrestlers were at. So we weren't, you know, like marking out or anything, you know, like the whole vibe was, you know, oh, they're just people, dude, just hang out with them. So like that was cool.
So y'all just saw them walking around?
Yeah. And then like, you know, like we saw them hanging out at the bar and stuff. So that was really cool.
Did you buy anybody a shot?
No.
That's a pretty cool move.
Yeah. I mean, it would be and stuff, but like, dude, we were so tired from the Rumble.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know how much I can probably, you know, talk to y'all more about that on the side, but don't want to dox anyone or get anyone in trouble. But yeah, I mean, overall, that whole San Antonio weekend was really cool. We learned like what Sean was talking about, that whole Roman Reigns bloodline mafia thing. And that was really cool to watch. Way more entertaining than I thought. Got to hang out with our old friend Arios.
Former guest.
Oh, Twitch wow. Star.
Yeah.
He's from San Antonio, right?
Yeah. He lives somewhere else now, but yeah. He met up with us because we, you know.
That a ticket next, for me.
Yeah.
Because I forgot that Sonic's wedding was the same day. So I was like, oh, yeah, get me a ticket, bro. And then, like, I looked at this calendar and I was like, oh. There's no way I can go. I cannot miss this.
Right. So Arios was there and, you know, he really enjoyed it. He kind of knows some wrestling things here and there. But, yeah, you know, he's just a vibe, cool guy. I got to eat with him at, like, you know, this awesome fucking grilled chicken spot. Fucking.
Is that the same chicken spot you always go to? Y'all love that place, huh?
Yeah, it's like Pollos Asados Los Norteños or something like that.
Sounds
it's
good.
Fucking delicious. Oh, my God. I'm not, like, a big grilled chicken guy either, so. Shit is gangsta. What else we do? Yeah, that was cool. Yeah, the Rumble.
Nice.
Pretty much it.
Ryan, do you have anything, or the wedding was our joint, what we've been up to?
Man, I did two weddings this past.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, and it was really cool. I don't know. Mine's gonna be about that first wedding that I went to because it's a little bit different.
Oh, you briefly talked about it. You talked about running into shout out David Truong.
Oh yeah,
our former Wild Style director.
Wow, man,
nice.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know, man. I've been chilling, nothing too crazy new, but I think one thing about that first wedding was being in the Woodlands.
Whoa.
It's a whole different city out there.
Yeah.
The Woodlands?
Yeah. I wish it was like easier to get to.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a whole different vibe. They have a whole lake, they have the trees that you may.
I compare fucking Woodlands to Houston as like oh my God, I just had the name. Eagleton and Pawnee.
Eagleton and Pawnee.
Or is it Eagleton?
From Parks and Rec.
Oh,
you
okay.
Seen that?
No, I don't watch
Eagleton.
Is it Eagleton?
A more poor version is like a Pearland to Sugarland.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would think, at least when before Pearland had like the mall and everything,
mm-hmm.
Pearland had big Pawnee vibes versus Sugarland where everything is like built the same and has like aesthetic codes and more stuff to do. That was more Eagleton.
Mm.
But now Pearland is pretty, has every chain you can imagine. It's
crazy how fast it blew up, man. Yeah. It's also crazy how also like I decided to buy you know, for old nostalgia feel, a tapioca drink that's that I can't even call it mid, you know. It's like
less than mid.
Yeah, less than mid.
And boba is like a thing where I don't know if we talked about this on the pod, but maybe just like in person. I was like, you know, it's the difference between like a really good boba place and just like good boba is very small. Like I'm like mostly happy no matter what I get at any boba place.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it takes a lot for a boba place to just suck ass.
Yeah.
What drink did you get?
I got a taro, one of the
taro,
yeah,
classic taro.
Taro coconut, I think, and it cost me $8.
Oh,
cry!
That's from insane. That plate?
Yeah.
It from cost, that place.
Cost me $8 for a
what
sub,
size?
Just regular,
just a regular,
yeah,
boba
regular
size.
Boba size.
Jesus,
$8.
Christ.
I'm shocked. Yeah. Yeah. I'm legit shocked. Yeah. And that was a genuine yell.
And
oh my God.
I drank from it. That place. I drank it in my car and I left it in my car. And then I went up and I told him, oh, like this is like hours later. Like I had to bring in my lunchbox, my water bottle, my iPad, all that shit after work. And I said, oh, I have my tapioca drink in my car. Let me go get it. I ran downstairs, got out from the garage, ran back up, and I gave it to her. I was like, oh, it's like from Pearland. It's okay. And then she drank it. She's like, giving this face, like, what is this? Like, very disgusted. I was like, oh, it's from a very, like...
Well, how many hours have passed?
It's from a not Asian boba place.
Yeah. Should we say the name?
No. You don't want to dox a business.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
But Pearland people know. Yeah. I would imagine they know.
Yeah.
I feel like it was good at one point, though, right?
I mean, it was good when it was the only option.
Yeah, until we tasted...
And then you taste... Oh, wait.
Oh, wait, there's a Kung Fu.
A five-minute drive from a Kung Fu yeah. or a Share Tea or an R&B. I mean, by naming all these other places, we are naming this place. So we have to be careful. But
wait, there's an R&B here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it took over
the Ding Tea.
Ding Tea.
There's a Ding Tea?
There was a Ding Tea. Yeah. Now it's R&B.
Now it's next to Mochi Nut.
I actually like R&B.
Yeah, it's good.
I heard it's good. Yeah. I don't think
it tastes exactly the same as Ding to me.
You think it's rebranding?
Yeah. It's the same for that location at least. It's the same owner and everything. He was just like, yeah, the Ding Tea company is like not great. So we're moving over to R&B. I was like, oh,
scandal.
Okay. I think it's from New York or something like that.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
Ding Tea was the jam, but R&B replaced it. I like R&B.
R&B's good. I haven't had R&B yet.
I fuck with it.
Yeah, man.
I want a Seven Leaves.
Seven Leaves, bro. That coffee.
That shit is actually fucking strong.
That shit is good.
Yeah.
Bro.
Damn.
And I like that.
Make you feel jittery.
Milk.
Mm-hmm.
Seven Leaves is legit.
Damn. There's so many. Like, there's I feel so like many. To make a popular, like, one, the product has to be good, but then also you need, like, a very, like, aesthetic place.
I could see that.
Yeah. Yeah. And I feel like boba places have to have kind of like a signature something. Like Seven Leaves has like five drinks on their menu, I feel like.
Yeah, so they're all signature.
Those two drinks are very good.
Powerhouses.
Yeah. But are we ready to move on to the next segment?
We should.
Yeah. All right. Before we do that, though, we got to do one of these. Yeah. And we're back.
Oh, I thought that was a shot nut.
I'll take that as a compliment. But yeah, so today is, while you're listening, is one day prior to Ash Wednesday. The three of us are good Catholic boys, if you couldn't tell.
Yes.
By our talk of sloppy toppy last episode.
Jeez. Who the fuck said that?
Some pervert. I don't know. But
couldn't be me.
Yeah, we grew up Catholic, so we thought it'd be a fun little game. We found an article from Good Housekeeping, 38 meaningful things to give up for Lent in 2023.
You know, I noticed, like, I don't know what it is now, though, but, like, growing up, people who weren't even Catholic were, like, you know, giving up something.
Oh, yeah. It's just the, you know, you see a bunch of people doing something, you're like, ooh.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, might as well. A little challenge, if you will.
Yeah.
So with these 38 things, we've decided to roll two D20s. Mm-hmm. And Chris said it would be fun to do a would you rather with this list. So we'll each roll two D20s twice.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll do a would you rather with whatever numbers they land on for the 38 meaningful things to give up for Lent.
Nice.
So... Chris, it was your idea.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Let's go, Chris.
All right. First number is 18.
Quick maths.
Wow.
Pretty good. 18
and is that a 6?
A 6 and a 9, brother.
9. Yeah.
Which is a 15.
Which is, oh, yeah.
You freak.
Yeah, you fucking freak. So we're giving up 18, Would you rather give up bad that posture already wins. Or fast food?
Easy money, baby. Yeah, I'm definitely giving up bad posture because I actually would like to fix my posture.
Have you ever done anything about your posture, like any alignments or chiropractic?
No, I've just watched a lot of YouTube videos.
Yeah. Dude, shout out Houston Filipino chiropractor. I watch his videos. Maybe that's a recommendation, but Dr. Tubio.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Is he Filipino? Or
I'm pretty sure he looks Filipino.
No,
like
I think I heard or saw.
He gets his haircut from the same place we get our haircuts.
Yeah.
Nice.
But yeah, his videos are very satisfying. Cracking that
I think
shit.
This person even opened up like another location and stuff like that or has a partner.
He's very successful. He has like millions of views on YouTube. Wow. He's killing it.
Nice.
Man, if you have like a good presence, like social media presence, you can really elevate anything.
Mm-hmm. 100%. It's crazy. Oh.
Wow. You sure you don't want to give up fast food, man?
Nope.
Especially
have
now.
Like, have you ever?
You already died.
I already low-key am.
Have you ever gave up fast food? I feel like that's a popular thing to give up.
I've given up French fries, which was very difficult.
Wow.
Because I'm like a burger fry eater.
You need the combo.
Yeah, I need the combo. I like to break up. My mouth needs different feels and textures at different moments in the meal.
We haven't had good Whataburger in a while.
What's up?
We haven't had good Whataburger in a while. I don't know.
I had Whataburger today.
I don't know why, man.
Didn't you get the chili cheeseburger?
Yeah.
That was a few months ago, though.
That was months ago?
Yeah, that was months ago.
Damn.
Dude, I've had more In-N-Out than Whataburger last six months.
I don't know if I like blasphemy. Okay. That is 13.
13.
And
13.
I'll roll that again. That was a 13.
You
and a
have
13.
To give this up now.
All right. A 22 and a 13. All right. So would I rather give up? Okay. All right.
All right.
Not offering forgiveness.
Strange.
Wow.
Or?
That's the one you have to give up.
Donate three things each day. That's a lot, bro.
Wow.
Three things. I don't even have a lot of things. 40 days of giving
40
up.
40 days of three. Wait.
That's 120 things a day.
Each day? Are you kidding me? Holy
that's 120? Shit. Yeah, I don't even own 120.
What's the explanation?
For example, you could donate three lightly worn pieces of clothing, three toys, three books, or three cans
each
of food.
Day, the whole...
Can't find three things? Give a compliment. Oh, there you okay. go. Give a compliment to three strangers or leave a 30% tip on your next meal.
In this economy? What?
With A?
You're crazy.
I think.
All right, let's see. What was the other one?
Not offering forgiveness. I guess I'll give that. I'll just forgive people.
Wait.
Right? That's what that's saying?
I'm really confused.
Yeah, forgive
too.
People.
What does it say here?
It's one of the hardest things to do, but offering forgiveness to someone who has hurt you can do wonders. But also you, and it's equally important.
It's like your bad posture thing.
Oh.
Like you're giving up bad posture, so you're going to focus on good posture. You're giving up not forgiving.
Okay. So you're going to be forgiving. Okay, gotcha.
It's kind of like a double negative, kind of confusing.
This is fucking stupid.
So what did you choose?
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah,
you're
going to
be more forgiving. Or are you going to give up being forgiving?
No. I'm going to give up not being forgiving.
Okay.
So I'm going to forgive.
Okay.
Yeah.
Forgive this fucking website.
Shout out goodhousekeeping.com.
Okay. Here's my rules. I got a... that's
17
a
plus 6. That's a
23. And then a 16 plus 9.
So 25. Meat all together. Would you rather give up meat or Sloppy time.
Oh, a half hour.
A half hour of sleep.
This is actually tough.
That's a tough one. Would you rather give up meat or give up a half hour of sleep?
Like fuck me.
A half hour of extra sleep?
No, of what you get now.
Yeah.
You take away a half hour.
Good God, I could not go.
You wake up 30 minutes earlier or you give up meat entirely.
That would mean I get 3 hours of sleep every night.
Chris, not healthy. Yeah. No. Dude, treat yourself better.
That'd mean 3 hours. Holy shit. Okay, so, and we're picking the one that we would give up.
Yeah.
Yeah, what would you rather give up?
What would I rather give up? Damn.
Yeah, this is actually...
Damn.
I think I get thought like, we would get more of.
I get like 5 to 6 a night, so I think I'd probably give up half an hour. Than meat in general. I mean, granted... We live in a time...
40 days, right?
Yeah. We live in a time where there are a ton of meat alternative options.
Yeah. I think I'd give up meat.
I command you.
Okay, what did I eat today, though?
Meat.
Okay, what would be a normal diet?
Of replacing meat?
Yeah, like as someone who is vegetarian...
Mushrooms, I think.
Yeah, mushrooms.
Tofu.
Man, like I feel like... Is it like...
But you can also get like the fake meats. You know what I mean?
True.
Like Impossible Burgers.
Oh.
They have like chickens and shit, like a fake chicken.
For 40 days?
Soy riso is actually pretty close.
I do like a jackfruit.
Oh, yeah. Pulled pork, yeah, jackfruit.
That I was confused when I ate that.
Dude, the first time I had soy riso, I was like, this isn't regular chorizo.
Damn.
It's pretty good. It's pretty close. Yeah. But like nothing is a steak.
Yeah.
But how often do we eat? You could give up 40 days without a steak.
Yeah, I'd do that already.
I do remember, though, whenever, Sean, we were doing...
But it's especially hard to do that in Houston during Lent because that's like rodeo season. So you have the added pressure of missing rodeo.
I can honestly say, though, I can count in my times. How many times have we gone to the rodeo? On a
Friday.
On a goddamn Friday.
Oh, my God.
Chris don't give a fuck on a Friday anymore.
Scheduling, dude.
Yeah. It's just the most convenient day to go. But then, it's like Lynn and just like, bro.
Sometimes I look up to the heavens and I'm like, what if I just give up Thursday? You know what I mean? Like, just let me. I could not eat meat on Thursday and Saturday. And that, you know, kind of same as a Friday.
Honestly.
It's 2 days. No.
What is the difference?
There is no major difference, man. It's just a secular thing to do, right?
Yeah. Let's play one more
round. Yeah,
don't
take any of our advice. Yeah.
We are not
good Christian Catholic person.
Rapid fire.
Okay, rapid fire.
What is that? It's 23.
So that's meat.
Oh, meat. Shit. Okay. This is interesting.
26.
Meat or
your
favorite junk food.
Oh,
that's so easy.
Junk food's gone, huh?
Junk food's gone.
Damn, the meat's too strong.
The meat's too strong, brother.
Well, the thing, I don't really eat that much junk food either.
That's are we all being tested on meat? Oh, no, that's a 20. Dirty 20.
Gossip. XOXO gossip.
Girl. Yeah, we low key started off. Mike started this night with gossip. Uh oh. Or give up gossiping. Or.
I don't know.
Bad posture.
Oh.
I gotta gossip. I need the cheesiness.
I need the tea.
All right.
That's fucking funny.
That is so funny.
Now, truly, it's not that I love gossip, but I would just rather have better posture. You know what I mean? 16. Skipping workouts.
Oh.
So working out more.
So you have to work out
more.
Oh,
okay.
Or fast food.
Oh.
Wow. It's like the obvious choice.
Well, have you seen me lately? It's not working, so I should probably stop skipping workouts.
Fair.
That's fair.
All right. Before we end the episode, that was fun. Before we end the episode, let's give our bi-weekly recommendations.
Uh-huh.
I had one before we recorded, but I am forgetting. Not gonna lie.
I have one. It's kind of basic, but I have one.
Hey, if you have one, you have one.
If you have one.
My one was New Jeans, which I feel like everybody was in on already.
That was your last week's one.
Yeah, that was my last week. Okay. And I feel like everybody was already in on it.
Have you learned to dance yet?
Dabbled.
Yeah, but I'm dabbling. I've dabbled.
Yeah.
If you see it pop off at the wedding, don't question it.
The thing is, whenever you do the initial move, when I first heard it, it makes sense to hit this on the snare.
Right?
But they hit it on the bass.
Yes, they do. Yeah, you have to count it.
And it fucked me up nasty.
They hit it on the four, not the three. They don't hit it on the God. They hit it on the word after.
Oh my God. You think, but
oh my God. Boom. Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. Oh, yeah,
really interesting.
Well, I, you know, just from watching, I haven't tried it. Chris, what is your recommendation?
Oh, that's good. That's good. So if you're in the Houston area, I 100% recommend that you try out this place called the Wing Boss. It's actually near your house, Ryan. Oh. It is. It's probably.
I've seen it.
It's the best wings I've had.
Really?
Yes. Whoa. Yeah. Because, like, you know, you go to a wing place, you're like, oh, I got to get all, like, you know, these cool flavors or whatever. But we got there, and the dude was like, you know, you got to try just, like, the naked wings. So, you know, we got our flavors and shit. The naked wing by itself is some of the best fucking
fried chicken ever. I've seen.
Yeah, it's worth it.
It's near, I always seen it because when I type in my address on Domino's.
Oh, uh-huh.
It pulls me out one out in Maryland.
Oh.
Mm.
Out in Maryland area.
Uh-huh.
But that one is the one I have to order, call it in, and go and pick it up because they don't deliver it to my house. That location.
Really?
Yeah. It's weird. I don't know why, even though that one is substantially closer to my house.
Yes.
But I've always seen Wing Boss, and I'm like,
dude, try it. It's good. It's so worth it. Damn. That was fucking amazing. All right. Yeah. And they had to do like, what's it called? Like pre-made cocktails there, like in bottles and stuff.
Oh, like the daiquiri to-go type deal.
Nice. It's good, man. Damn. It's awesome.
Hell yeah. I'm down to try.
Yeah, let's go.
Let's go.
Write it?
Yeah, I know.
Just
cut it.
Real quick, my recommendation, very quickly. I can't think of what I thought of prior, but it's making me mad. But then I did remember I have been doing this for the past couple of weeks. I think maybe 3 weeks now, actually. Noom. My work stopped doing Weight Watchers, and they do Noom now.
Okay.
And again, you know, it's another weight loss app. Again, it's not going to work for everybody. It's borderline barely working for me. But, I mean, I think me personally, it helps me, like, stay conscious of what I'm eating when I like track. And that's mostly what I use it for. They have like a lot of like affirmation things or like, you know, talk you up and things like that. But I use it primarily to track my water and track my meals.
Okay.
And I feel like that helps me quite a bit. I've lost like,
I've noticed like you lost weight, man.
4 to 6 pounds
there you go.
In 3 weeks, which is pretty good.
That's substantial.
Really?
Yeah. That's a pound a week, bro.
So I would, you know, again, like Weight Watchers, a lot of people are like, I fucking hate those apps. They don't fucking work. But for me personally, it works. So it might work for you, just a track.
What is it? N-U-M?
N-O-O-M. Noom.
Oh, wow.
It's free with my work. As opposed to Weight Watchers, I was paying like, I think like $7 a month. Again, not expensive. But yeah, we have Noom for free.
Oh, nice. I was about to ask what the subscription price was.
Yeah, I don't know. But it's free for our insurance. But yeah, it's been good. There are other, like I said, there's like a whole, it puts you in like little subgroups where you can like communicate with other people that are, you know, doing your thing. And they have like,
really?
They have like a group coordinator. They try to make it sound like a nutritionist, but I think it's just like, I saw like anybody could be a group coordinator. You know what I mean? So they don't really, like, I don't really use that function.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, like I said, tracking meals is helpful for me personally. So, yeah. It's been good so far.
Yeah, I've always wondered about Noom, so it's good to know that it works.
Yeah. Again, not for everybody, but me personally, tracking meals is super helpful.
Nice.
And it has the barcode scanner, you could put in like recipes that you've cooked yourself and it'll like calculate all the things.
That's legit, man.
As opposed to like Weight Watchers where you're supposed to hit like a certain point, you can only eat like up to this amount of points. Mm-hmm. It gives you like a pretty, you know, decent calorie minimum and maximum that it wants you to hit.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty good. I've been enjoying.
Nice. Very good.
I think a lot of people are already on it, but if you don't watch The Last of Us, you should watch it.
Oh. Nice.
I think a lot of my stuff, man.
HBO with HBO, back to back.
That's true.
I know, man. White Lotus to back to, what is it?
Last of Us,
man. Yeah. Last of Us is fun show. I hate, not I don't hate, but like the anticipating of waiting weekly. It's such a new concept to me. Like I'm used to,
wild?
I'm so used to being late to shows, and now I'm just like
you're on top of it. This
on
time,
the forefront,
right?
I'm on the forefront right now. You know, like so. It's a fun if you enjoy if you play the video game or if you enjoy zombie-esque type things. You know, this may be your show.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's it for this week, y'all. If you need more Shots and Thoughts content, links are in the bio to all of our social media. If you want to support the show financially, we also have the links down there for our Patreon and our Buy Me a Coffee. But if you can't support the show financially, please, please give us a 5-star review wherever you get your podcasts. And if you're done listening to Shots and Thoughts, you've listened to every single episode, I beg of you, check out the Cultivate Podcast Media Network. Lots of good stuff on there. And if you're in Houston or if you're just a Rockets fan, listen to our good real-life friends, the Summit State of Mind, the Mira Bueno brothers. They're killing it over there.
The Summit.
Give them a listen. Oh, also, like 2 episodes ago, we did the Rotten Tomatoes game. Mm-hmm. We gave a shout-out to One Take Podcast, which is from the Apollo Network. But I found out it's called Bargain Bin something. On the Apollo Houston TikTok. So it's not really a podcast that does that game, but their TikTok. So follow Apollo HOU to watch them do bargain bin games with those movies and Rotten Tomato scores.
Nice.
And that's kind of where we got that idea. It was really fun. So if you enjoyed it listening to that, go ahead and check out their TikTok.
Nice. Awesome.
But that's it for the shout outs this week. We'll see you guys next week with our regular game episode. And 2 weeks in After Hours, we're going to talk about Chris's bachelor party.
Whoa. Wait, when does this episode come out?
This comes out on the 21st.
Go ahead and check out day-off.shop.
Some new stuff.
Some new stuff is dropping on the 24th.
Ooh.
If you like anime otaku-related streetwear type shit, go check that out.
Can we get a tease on what might be on a shirt? What anime?
If you watch the new Bleach,
ooh,
or you know about the last arc of Bleach,
oh wait,
talk about it.
Shit,
it's okay.
And we cut.
That's it, guys. Yeah. We'll see you guys next week. Love ya.
Love ya.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Oh my God.